We're doing a few quick halachot in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. This year Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, Friday. So we have a mitzvah of making an Eruv Tavshilin. The Eruv Tavshilin is that we take something baked and something cooked. It could be a can of tuna fish. It could be a piece of matzah. It could be a cooked... traditionally people make a cooked egg and a piece of bread or a piece of matzah. It has to be intact till you finish your cooking on Friday. The minhag is that we eat it on Shabbos. We eat it for the Shabbos meal. You did one mitzvah, you do another mitzvah with it. So you have to keep it edible until Shabbos. It's a rabbinic institution. We make a blessing over it. We say, with this erev, I should be permitted. We say it in Aramaic, but you have to understand what you're saying. Look at the English translation in Art Scroll or a Hebrew translation. With this eruv, I should be permitted to cook and bake. And I'm also going to light. We light Shabbos candles. We light them on Yom Tiv. Technically, we cannot light a fire. We pass from fire to fire. And even that, the cooking which is permitted biblically is only for that same day. You're not allowed to cook from Yom Tiv to Shabbos. But being that you could cook earlier in the day, and someone would come and eat from it. So long as theoretically you might have guests who might eat from it, so you're also allowed to cook for Shabbos, biblically. The rabbi said, we don't want you to do that. Unless you delineate, you do an action called making an Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tiv, so that you'll always remember, I couldn't just cook from Yom Tiv to Shabbos. It's not like I could cook from Yom Tiv for tonight after Yom Tiv or for a weekday. In order for me to cook from Yom Tiv to Shabbos, I needed to make this Erev Tavshilin, because Yom Tov is so special and you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to a weekday, and even for Shabbos, you can't cook without the Erev Tavshilin. So, it's good, he says, make the Erev Tavshilin just before Mincha, don't wait till later in the day when things are hectic. And everyone knows that things get more hectic closer to the Yom Tov. We daven Mincha with special Kavana, it's our last prayer of the year, and we try to daven mincha early in the day, so we have time. Some have the custom, and we discussed earlier that this was a prevalent custom, to fast on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. But even they, says the Kitzur Mekor Chaim, says Rav Chaim David HaLevi, they should conclude the day with eating something. They shouldn't enter Rosh Hashanah fasting. And that brings us finally to what happens on Rosh Hashanah. We'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.